The skincare world is like a minefield. There's always a new product, there's always a new gadget coming out. It's hard to know which products are actually non-toxic and are going to deliver powerful outcomes. Don't worry, I've got you covered. From a list of over 250 skincare, haircare, makeup, hair, skin, nail supplements, grooming supplies, dermal rollers, and dermal rolling serums, I've got you covered. All of these products are pre-vetted by me and are free of parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, and fragrances. Head on over to the shop page at theschoolofradiance.com. If you'd like some customized guidance, which I highly recommend, be sure to book your one-on-one session, use promo code PODCAST15, and I look forward to connecting with you over at theschoolofradiance.com. Enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode on the Rachel Varga podcast. And as always, we are also live streaming on the Rachel Varga Facebook page and YouTube channel. If you want to watch these episodes, you can absolutely check them out on those platforms. And if you're on the go, podcast is the way to go. So today we are talking about how toxins in your environment can impact your skin, including things like mold toxins, and the science behind detoxification pathway blockages leading to things like hyperpigmentation. Think brown spots, melasma. There is actually a lot of science behind this with how our environment impacts our genes. And guess what? The skin is our largest organ. So it is always a direct reflection as to what's going on inside of our bodies. Before we get started, please be sure to share this episode with a friend who may be struggling with, you know, environmental issues, health issues. What we talk about here isn't medical advice. It is for educational purposes only. But Beth O'Hara, the special guest here, could be that wonderful healer and provider for someone that you know or for yourself. Be sure to subscribe to the channel, and I would love it if you left a review. Let me know what you enjoy learning about and what you would like to learn more about in future episodes. Beth O'Hara is a functional naturopath specializing in complex chronic immune conditions related to mast cell activation syndrome and histamine intolerance, which we are hearing more and more about over the last couple of years. She is the founder and owner of Mast Cell 360, a functional naturopathy practice designed to look at all factors surrounding health conditions, genetic, epigenetic, biochemical, physiological, environmental, and emotional. Beth really is a gem when it comes to a healer that really understands and practices and helps people with that body, mind, spirit, energy alignment. Her subspecialties are mold toxicity and genetic analysis in the area of mast cell activation and histamine intolerance. She designed Mast Cell 360 to be the kind of practice she wished had existed when she was severely ill with mast cell activation syndrome, histamine intolerance, neural inflammation, Lyme, mold toxicity, fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue. So many people all over the world are experiencing at least one of these to some degree. Her mission today is to be a guiding light for others with mast cell activation syndrome, histamine intolerance, and those types of related conditions through their healing journeys. Through her Mast Cell 360 root cause process, she discovers the unique root factors, which is basically the cause of our health issues. We need to get to the root causes, and usually it's actually in our environment. She holds a doctorate in functional naturopathy, a master's degree in marriage and family therapy, and a bachelor's degree in physiological psychology. Beth really is the full meal deal package here. It's incredible. She's a certified functional genomic analyst and is a research advisor for the Nutrigenic Research Institute. She presents at functional medicine conferences on mast cell activation syndrome and histamine intolerance, as well as the use of epigenetics and biochemistry in addressing chronic health conditions. What a treat to have you here with us, Beth O'Hara. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Rachel. I always love talking with you because we have great conversations, but I love how you put this information out there as a service to people. And that just really touches my heart and is dear to my own mission as well.
Oh, I love it. So a couple of healers here, just hoping to make someone's life a little bit brighter along the way. And then that always tends to have a nice trickle down effect into other people that you've been able to touch with your services as well. So what I'm most excited to dive into here with you, Beth O'Hara, is how do detoxification pathway challenges impact our skin? What, like acne, pigmentation, melasma? Tell us the science. Tell us the research.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about why people want to know this, because we so often we think about, okay, if my skin's not looking great, if it's not looking bright, if I have acne, if I have, I always think of them as liver spots or age spots, but the melasma, then we think about doing something topically. And we think about putting on a cream or doing some kind of facial treatment or getting some kind of really specialized treatments, dermatological treatments. But you mentioned in the intro that our skin is our largest organ, and it's our largest detox organ. So everything that needs to come out of our body is going to, we don't only eliminate it in the bathroom, we eliminate it through our skin. So it's going to come out just every day through our sweat. It comes out even if we don't sweat. It's just going to start coming out of our pores, because that's one of the
things. Are you saying that our skin is actually responsible for a greater amount of detoxification than our liver?
Well, I don't know that it's not processing like the liver, but it's our largest in terms of size. Like if we think in terms of square centimeters, our largest detox organ. So we definitely want to think of it that way. And so when people come in and they're dealing with skin issues, and I have people who they get acne, or they're getting older than, they're looking older, they're aging more. Hi, Taylor, thank you. They're aging faster than they think they should be. And I had this experience myself. I think I shared this with you that when I was 13, I remember going into a video rental store with my mom, right? And she was kind of over in the back and I was chatting with this guy at the counter. He's very chatty. So that was fun, right? But I was 13. And he invited me on the road trip to Chicago with his friends. And I was kind of taken aback because I was in middle school. And he thought I was 18. And I had that experience even like when I was 18, people thought I was in my late 20s. So I was looking much older than I was, which seemed really cool back then, but didn't seem so cool as I got older. But I'm in my 40s now, and kind of the opposite happened. So when I present at conferences, I have to start with a story about how old I am so that people, you know that I actually have some experience in life. And a big part of that was toxins. And so I had grown up in this house that had a lot of toxic mold, but we didn't know it because you couldn't see it. And this is what I'm seeing happen a lot in my practice, is there's so much mold exposure. And the estimates now are that 30% of homes in North America have toxic mold and are making people sick. So that's 30% of homes, but also buildings like schools, work buildings, any kind of corporate buildings. So that's one issue we want to think about. We want to think about what we're putting in our bodies and pesticides, and are we eating toxins in the types of foods that we're eating? Our drinking water, toxins in our drinking water. I often have, Rachel, I see people who are using like what they think are great water filters, but then we test chemical toxins and they will come up elevated on a number of toxins that are found in the water. So we want to think about this when we're thinking about our skin. We want to think about toxins. We want to think about what are we bringing in through our food? What are we bringing in through our water? And what are we inhaling through our environment? So is there any mold? Could there be chemicals, even off-gassing, like that new carpet, the paint,
the new mattress.
Right? Yeah. And I had a young girl who, she had gotten her skin in great shape. She came in with some detox issues. She came in with a lot of acne. And we were looking for just cleaning up what was going on in her body. But then we found a lot of mold in her body, and that was triggering the acne.
So actually, mold can reside. If you don't know this, mold can reside in pretty well almost every cavity in our body, our nasal cavity, oral cavity, vaginal canal.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Like, your GI tract.
We don't hear about this a lot.
No, we don't. And it can colonize in us, just like people think about candida. So sometimes, well, a good number of times when people have candida, they don't just have candida, they have molds as well. But we got her skin really cleared up and she was so happy because she had been, it had been like 6 years. She tried so many different things. And then she moved in with her boyfriend and it all came right back. Well, then we figured out there was mold in that building. So the reason I kind of start there, that's a deep topic, but we're not talking about it enough. And I know you're one of the people that are helping get this information out because it's underlying so many of these chronic conditions. And even things like why people aren't getting better from chronic Lyme or chronic fatigue, it's linked to those. It's linked to neurodegenerative issues like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So and just zooming out, it's these toxins that are affecting our skin so much.
Mm-hmm. So I love to help everybody out and make sure that I'm selecting products for my clients that are free of parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, fragrances, and of course, not tested on animals, and that actually give clinical results. So Beth and I are here for you to help to support you in cleaning up your act at home, because our environment is the biggest way we can actually impact our genes. And while you were speaking, Beth, I actually went and got my hypo air filter. I actually have these in every room in my home just to, we got a new mattress recently and it's for sure still off gassing. Mm. It drives me crazy. I have the most sensitive nose out of anyone. I could smell a forest fire before anybody else, you know, outside at a barbecue dinner a couple of months ago that was up island. They're like, Rachel, no, that's just the barbecue. I'm like, mm-mm, this is forest fire. My nose is insane. But not a lot of us have heightened senses in that way. So it's good to just be aware that in your environment, even though you can't see the mold or smell the mold, it for sure could be there, especially if you're in an older building, a rental building where there's been multiple floods. So how does mold and detox pathways present itself in skin aging or accelerated aging in particular?
Well, that's exactly what was underlying what I was sharing. And I see people come in who they're just getting a lot more lines and wrinkles. Another thing that happens is that mold toxins will eat up our collagen faster than the body can rebuild it. And so does Bartonella. So both of them can do that. So we think about that presenting as hypermobility. So hypermobile joints. So people might be able to touch their thumb to their wrist or their, you know, fingers can bow back a lot. But it shows up in the skin in terms of the skin getting looser and sagging. So we start to see skin here sagging. We start to see skin around the eyes sagging. That's one of the things that women in my practice complain about a lot, is that they feel like their skin is just getting loose and it's not looking as tight as taut. And that's part of what we see as youthfulness, right? So we want to protect the collagen again by protecting ourselves from the toxins and then making sure that we're optimizing our detox.
So what is autophagy and how does that play a role in pigmentation of the skin? We had done a previous interview and you blew my mind that when people have brown spots, melasma, it can sometimes even be a sign that there could be some underlying blockages. And there's actually a supplement that I work with that I like to recommend to actually inhibit that overproduction of melanin. But then if we can tackle it internally with opening up those detox pathways, that's perfect. So what is autophagy and how does that play a role in the pigmentation of the skin?
So autophagy is the cellular debris cleanup, but it's also like cancer cell cleanup and tumor cleanup. So it's working on all of these angles simultaneously. And here's the thing is if when we talk about this process called autophagy, we always have to think about the other side of the seesaw that happens. And that other side is called mTOR. So mTOR, mTOR. And so they work kind of like this. When, if one's up, the other's down. But if the other one comes down, the other goes up. mTOR is our cellular growth, cellular division process. And so that's great if you want to build muscle. That's great if you're a pregnant mom and you have a fetus growing in your belly. We want that, or a child or an adolescent who's growing and building muscle and bones and so on. But as we age, we want to tip the balance a little more towards this autophagy process. So we're cleaning up that cellular debris. And that's what causes the melasma, the what we think of as liver spots or age spots, the browning spots on the skin. That's cellular debris that's not getting cleaned up. So we can kind of lighten it from the surface, but it's coming up from the inside. So that's why we want to work from the inside on it. Now, here are some of the things that throw the balance off into producing that melasma, producing that pigmentation, so the mTOR. So things like infections, things like hormones, high estrogen, or growth hormones in meats, things like too high methylfolate or methyl B12. So we think about wanting to support this methylation process we talk about sometimes. But if we get too high there, we have too much of it going on, we're going to tip that balance. So we want to keep, this is why we want to think about what we're exposing ourselves to. Toxins tip the balance into the mTOR. So again, that ties in with why we have to think about toxins if we're having skin pigmentation that we don't want there, we're aging too rapidly, skin's getting looser, think about those toxins.
Yeah, it really is, you know, everything around us, body, mind, spirit, energy, what we're breathing in, what we're putting in our minds, right? You have a background in as a family and relationship therapist, and even toxic thoughts can lead to higher levels of cortisol and your body's not able to regenerate and recharge itself effectively. So when you're talking about pigmentation, let's just nerd out here for a second. It's the melanocyte in the skin cell that's making the pigmentation. So the melanocyte is creating the melanin, and then it just kind of sits in the skin. Things that are going to help to prevent that overproduction could be certain enzymes, like what I mentioned in one of the brightening supplements I like to work with over 15 years of third-party lab testing research. Obviously, good mineral-based mineral sunscreen every single day to protect us from our blue light, not just the UVA and UVB light from outside, but the blue light from our devices actually reaches about three times deeper than those other rays, believe it or not. But if we can then add another layer internally, that's ideal. And what you said about women at, you know, different stages of their lives getting more pigmentation, we do see this through the during the years of childbirth and also through menopause. There's a big change as well. So if you are going through those wonderful changes of life, you're becoming a more mature, wonderful human, maybe just spend a little bit of extra time on, you know, your environment and cleaning up the act at home a little bit. So Beth, what are your top tips for protecting the skin from the inside out?
Well, the first one is what we've been talking about. So I always think about one, let's reduce our toxin exposures. Where can we do that? And it can feel overwhelming. And so the way to do this is to bite off a little chunk at a time and go, okay, let me work on the cleaning products under my sink today and look at the toxins in there and switch those out to things that are maybe essential oil based. And then next, you know, a couple of weeks later, okay, let me clean up the laundry room, get out anything with fragrances, because fragrances, anything that says fragrance is so toxic. Now, mold is a really big chunk, and that usually takes people a little while, but just do some simple mold plates or some simple things to see. And if you've ever had water damage in your house, make sure that those extra, make sure that water damage material has been removed, because the mold will sit there. And so we can start to work on these pieces. And then we can have these underlying infections. So that was a great question from Taylor about the parasites. So there can be these kinds of things, but I'd like to start with what are the basic things that we can do. Then we can get more nuanced. So if somebody thinks they have a parasite, then definitely, you know, they need to work with a healthcare practitioner. You mentioned stress before. And I did my studies in the role of the mind-body connection in mast cell activation syndrome. So that's my big topic, you know, my big area that I work in. But stress shows up on our faces. You can tell. And if you, you know, you haven't seen a friend in a year and she went through a divorce and it was a very difficult divorce, you know, very stressful. We know this. We see this on people's faces. But we also see, I just had a client a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was like a month ago, we had our first appointment. He was very, very sick. He was very stressed. And we're usually working with the most sensitive of the sensitive population. So he'd just been through everything, seen so many people. You could see it on his face. His eyes were hard. His face was hard. It was hard for him to get through the appointment because he didn't know, you know, how's this going to turn out? But I gave him some recommendations to start with calming down his nervous system, calming down that fear that he had. The next time I saw him was only 3 weeks later. His eyes were soft. His face had changed. It was such a difference. It was like looking at a different person. So we want to think about that too, how that shows up. Now, getting really specific on the autophagy we've been talking about, there are three very easy things we can do. One is get some vitamin D, and it's a little counterintuitive, but if we can just get maybe 10 to 15 minutes of sun exposure when it's not the intense rays, you know, before 10 a.m., after 3 p.m., just a little bit on the skin, that's going to have the kind of vitamin D production that we actually need to support autophagy. So vitamin D is crucial for autophagy. So number two, there's something called berberine. And this is a type of compound. It's extracted from things, from certain plants. And berberine is a type of supplement. It supports autophagy. And if people aren't very sensitive, that's a great supplement to investigate and research. And then the third thing is intermittent fasting. And so reducing the number of snacks that we're having, spacing out our meals, and then trying to stop eating dinner around 6 or 7, and then delay breakfast if possible. Now, of course, if somebody has diabetes, if they have blood sugar issues, they need help and guidance and with going through that. But insulin, having elevated blood sugar, having elevated insulin from eating multiple times a day also shows up on our skin because it tips us out of that autophagy. So those are my three big tips. Making sure you're getting good vitamin D, however you do it, berberine, and then intermittent fasting, keeping your blood sugar really modulated, maybe doing some low carb if it makes sense for that person.
Mm-hmm. And when you mentioned stress, I mean, full transparency, this is really interesting days for everybody, right? And, you know, when all this stuff went down, or last year I was in a car accident, my skin just freaked out, because when we're healing from something from the inside, we've gone through a trauma, it does manifest on its skin, on our skin. So let's just kind of like give our bodies as much support as we possibly can so that we can be our most beautiful and effective humans while we're here living the dream on planet Earth. And I just love how Beth, you're really bringing in that whole picture in your practice. And I just really want to encourage you to continue to do that. People need this type of information if they're kind of like wondering, you know, why am I not feeling very good? Why do I have this brain fog? There are a lot of leading health experts, very reputable people, pulling on the latest research to provide these options. But what I find is you got to get this info through the summits. Are you finding that as well?
Yeah, I find that through things like summits and through think tanks. So I'm in a couple of think tanks because this field changes so rapidly and new information comes out. And so if somebody's not drinking from a fire hose in their practice, we just get behind, right? And we can't keep up. So it does feel like drinking through a fire hose, but fortunately I love it. And I think this is where we can be cutting edge, is looking at how do we weave all of these elements together that historically in healthcare have been segregated. So it's like, you know, our skin is over here, your gut's over here, detox is over here, and you're going to do different protocols. They're not integrated. But that doesn't really work for people. And then we have that whole nervous system piece. And it's not just stress. You know, we think about stress and then people kind of numb out. Like, yeah, we're all stressed. But it's like really diving into rewiring the nervous system. And that is huge. If anybody has chronic illness that they're struggling with, that's my number one starting step, is rewiring. That's kind of the static that happens in the nervous system when we've had chronic health issues. And those also tend to show up in our skin, right? So if we've had chronic Lyme or mold toxicity or chronic fatigue, anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention EMFs, that's like a whole other topic. And you blew my mind when you told me that my iPhone with the cord has EMFs, because that's why I've been resisting using the AirPods for so long. So I cannot wait to pick your brain on that. But there's a workaround. There's like a little adapter that doesn't carry the EMF up. Oh my gosh, because I swear that stuff impacts me. So getting out in nature, getting away from other people, city sounds, other people's cell phones. It's just crazy, all the stuff we are exposed to now. So Beth, where can people find you? How can they work with you?
Well, I'm at masscell360.com. We are quite full for this year. And we will open up a very limited amount of spots for next year. But because of that, I've been rolling out many courses that people can start to step them through what I have people do in my practice. So our next one is the Mast Cell Nervous System Reboot. And it's exactly on, it's not just some breathing practices, some mindsets, some affirmations. This is really deep rewiring of the nervous system. And so if people are dealing with those kinds of things, they can check it out.
Amazing. And we just had a live question here. Thanks, Taylor. Hey, Beth, could you do a video on recipes for oxalates and low histamine? I did see it on your website, but could you do a video? There you go. Some content creation insight.
Thanks, Taylor. Great idea. Yeah, let's talk about recipes. We usually talk about what these are, but yeah, we can get into recipes. That would be fun.
I think that is fantastic. Beth, I'm so grateful for you joining us today. Keep doing the work that you're doing, supporting people in that completely comprehensive way, which really is the way of the future. This is what people want. People want to be able to go to one person and get all the things looked after. And right now we kind of really sort of need that team. So I'm very grateful for you and the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. I love that we can team up, Rachel. And I always love what you're doing as well, and that we could bring all this together. It's just great. And I was so ill. And then if we can, and I know you've had your health struggles that were really dark. And if we can take this and then help people get out of it faster, so they don't have to go through all of the roughness of the journey, then it gives it some meaning and it means that it was worth doing.
It's all about that silver lining. You just got to look for the silver lining in everything to kind of keep, staying positive. And there's always silver linings and beauty if you just open your eyes to it. So thank you everyone for joining us today here on the Rachel Varga podcast. If you have any questions for Beth, be sure to reach out to her at BethOhara@mastcell360.com and check out some of her free resources. Do you also link up on your website the research that we discussed today?
You know, I don't think we've gotten into, so there's just a little bit, but there's a lot on the mold toxicity. And so if people are concerned about that, they want to see how it affects their skin. We've got a lot on that in the blog, but also things like histamines and mast cells can affect the skin quite a lot. So we have mast cells all through our skin. So lots of info there on that.
That's fantastic. So bringing, the science of holistic beauty together. Good skin, aging well, doesn't happen by accident. So if you think you're going to just age gracefully, magically, it takes a little bit of effort to look after these bodies that we have. So let's look good and feel good in the process. And if you guys have any questions for me, be sure to reach out to me directly. You can send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca, or book a one-on-one session with me, which you can do so at rachelvarga.ca. I'm here to support you as much as I can by optimizing what you're doing at home and also in the clinic, and really really kind of helping you understand what the most effective options are at this time based on the research, based on the clinical data, and help you avoid all the things that are out there in marketing that are going to be a surefire waste of your time and money. I'm here to support you in the aspects of, you know, looking good and feeling good. All right. I hope everybody has a fabulous rest of the day. And thanks again, Beth, for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.